Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we see how the Bible transforms our thinking and ideas about life. And this week we're talking about exactly that, transformation, how following Jesus is meant to transform our lives. We began reading a passage from Colossians yesterday that Paul wrote to an early church where he started talking about this transformation and how it was like putting something to death and seeking and focusing on God. And how this is all premised on being raised with Christ. Now we're going to see some examples of that in today's passage from Colossians.
Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
Now this is work that doesn't just happen in our hearts and doesn't just happen in our actions, but both. They go together. Now you can hear some of the inner heart language that's here in this passage. You can hear about the inner heart, the anger, the rage, the lust, the malice, the evil desires, the greed, and more. These things all reside in our hearts. But then there's also a transformation of our outer actions and practices in life, the things we do, not just the things we think. So we see him listing things like avoiding slander, filthy language, sexual impurity, and instead being transformed to sing psalms, hymns, songs, and more. These are outer actions. Now, this isn't something we're meant to just do by trying harder, but something we're meant to do because Christ and His Spirit are living inside us. He says, let Christ dwell in your hearts. That's the center and source of all this new life and transformation, not our efforts, at least not alone. See, these things go together. The heart change that the Holy Spirit affects in our lives with our cooperation and our efforts together produce the outer lifestyle changes. See, it's tempting sometimes to just try to change our lifestyles, to change what we do and what we say and how we act. But in reality, this is meant to come from the Spirit working in us, transforming us from the inside out. This isn't about whitewashing ourselves, trying to just change how we appear to others when actually our heart hasn't changed. This is about opening our hearts to God's Holy Spirit to transform us from the inside and then the outside actions as well. If you've ever tried to change your symptoms without dealing with an illness, you'll understand this. You can't just deal with sweat and a painful left arm. You may be having a heart attack. You need to deal with the heart problem. Same with sin. We can't just try to fix up our actions in life. We need to fix our hearts. And it's not something we can do ourselves. It's something we can only do by opening our hearts to the maker of our hearts, God Himself. Now, since Paul is speaking to a Christian audience, the church in Colossae, he immediately does jump to some of these things. You know, he kind of glosses over the heart change and then reminds them of the external change, because he wants them to show others in their actions that they have decided to follow Jesus. He wants there to be evidence of their transformation. And that was hard for early Christians. It can be hard for a lot of us to show others in our lives, in our actions, in our words, that we've actually decided to follow Jesus. This can seem a little hard sometimes to deal with all this, because we think it just means we have to try harder, work harder, be perfect and holy. But this is about a holy God working in us to make this happen. This is our way to show thanks to God for what he's done for us on the cross, for dying, rising again, and raising us. This isn't the way to be raised in Christ. It's the way to show and give thanks for having already repented and been raised. So, before we look at this a little bit more tomorrow, here's a question for you to think about and discuss with others. When have your actions been out of sync with your heart or mind? What does Paul suggest to counter that common experience of being out of sync? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.